After 7 years in deep space.
There were 18 people on board this ship when it disappeared. I want them all accounted for.
Opening outer door.
It came back, abandoned.
Any crew?
Negative. This place is a tomb.
But it didn't come back alone.
And we're back. That was a great discussion. That was great.
In
great
depth.
Retrospective.
Yup.
Makes me want to go back and watch Prometheus again. So
take note,
thank you.
Directors.
You're welcome.
So before we launch into
Event Horizon,
we are going
the best movie of all time.
We are going to do a giveaway. We on the Facebook page, we've had a giveaway up the last few days for a oversized Kick-Ass 2 movie poster that was donated to us. And I would basically we posted Ethan's roundtable question from last week, which was if you could have any superhero team made up of heroes, villains, mix, who would it be? And we got a few responses. Hewitt said Superman, the Hulk, Professor X, and Phoenix. Yeah, that is very unstoppable.
Yeah.
Zach said Lex Luthor, Dr. Doom, leading an intellectual villain group consisting of Grood, the Shade, Gizmo, and Armin Zola, which is a pretty good one. He said his mixed group, though, would be a Dirty Dozen, Inglourious Bastards-style team made up with Batman leading a group of Bat-villains. I would love to see that. That's kind of cool. Robert Mott said Superman, Dr. Manhattan, the Hulk, Power Girl, Green Lantern. That was kind of what Chad's team as well was, just
just ridiculous.
Ridiculously powerful. I love Michael Gibson's response. Red Hulk, Troticus, and final form of Gideon Graves from Scott Pilgrim. And then Ames Wilkinson said, I started to do this, but basically everyone I selected was either X-Men, Brotherhood, rogue character from X-Men, and I decided they shouldn't really count. Of course they should. Everybody counts. So we are going to do a random selection right now. Yep. And the winner is Michael Gibson.
Good job,
congratulations, Michael.
Ooh, he ends up winning.
You win.
What do you win?
You win a oversized Kick-Ass 2 poster, which should be here in the next couple weeks. So congratulations. And there is still time to enter our Your Next contest, where you could win either a Your Next Fox mask and poster. So enter that. You have two opportunities to enter, either by leaving a comment on the post on our Facebook page or creating a logo for us. And we had one logo submission today, and it's awesome, and you can check it out. But now, we are ready to move on to
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
The main event.
Now,
take
it
away, on the horizon.
A.K.A. Russ.
Yeah, I completely fucked up. Just because I always think Philip and Russ. Yeah. Like, for whatever reason, just the two of you. You're one in my head.
You are one.
You are one.
Just like the ship.
Ship is alive.
Those who don't know, do you want to give everybody a little bit of backstory to Event Horizon?
Event Horizon. They come upon the Event Horizon, which is this ship that disappeared 7 years before. It's got this cool thing in the middle of it that's like a power of a black hole that they go through. The illustration that's used is there's two holes put in a piece of paper, and he folds the piece of paper over to where the holes are right next to each other. The smallest distance between two points is nothing. Not a straight line, nothing. It just goes from one to the other. But it disappeared for 7 years. Where did it go? It went to hell.
What?
Spoiler alert.
It went to hell.
And the ship is alive. They're trying to get this really cool
hyperdrive
thing. The ship is alive because it's hell. It's infected with hell. It's essentially hell in space.
It got possessed by a devil.
By hell.
Kind of like Reagan from, you know, Exorcist.
Except hell.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. It went to hell and
it
got infected with...
And then
it is
hell.
Well, it's not hell.
It has a portal to hell.
Right.
No, it is hell.
It doesn't become hell.
It becomes hell.
It doesn't
become... It becomes hell.
It is infected by evil.
It's hell. They're in hell. See, that's no. that's what I like about this movie. That it, it tricks you.
No logic.
It tricks you into thinking you're seeing Alien. By the way, Paul Anderson was offered to do Alien Resurrection. He turned it down to do this movie. He turned down doing X-Men for this movie.
Yes, he did.
And he turned down doing Mortal Kombat Annihilation for this movie.
Now, I do need to say something really quick.
Yeah.
This is, without a doubt, the best movie that Paul Anderson has ever
made. It's rad.
Because he
does
never...
it really beat out Mortal Kombat too?
It yes. Yes. It never quite reached... Nothing he has done before or since has ever quite reached the level. All 15 Resident Evil movies do not quite reach the level of Event Horizon. Now,
what I like
continue.
Is that it tricks you into thinking you're seeing an Alien movie, where you're rooting for the people, they're going to get out at the end, they're going to win, like they're going to overcome, and it's suspenseful, there's all this weird stuff happening, because they're on Hell, it's a spaceship now. It's alive, because Hell's alive,
it's all
obviously.
Hell. All of Hell.
But the thing is, at the end, you realize it's just this big snuff film or torture film because the gates close ominously, more people come to, like, rescue the people, but it's still infected. Those people are now in Hell, and there's no way to escape Hell. The mythology aspect trumps all sci-fi to where it's like, oh, yeah, you think this is sci-fi, you're going to get out at the end. No, Hell. You can't escape Hell. And it's just like, oh, the whole time I'm rooting for them to get out. There's no way to get out of Hell. Like, that's just like, oh, they just threw that in to trump all sci-fi everything. And it's got the doctor from Jurassic Park.
Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Phil elaborates on his love of the snuff genre.
you realize, it kept getting rejected, too. It kept getting NC-17 ratings. It was like supposed to be a half an hour longer. There's supposed to have been, like, orgy scenes, like hell orgy, and like,
well, yeah, we got the
stuff,
yeah.
And lots of blood, but they had to cut back on all of it. But because it's in
there's,
Hell,
wait, there's a cut with more blood in it,
yeah.
Well, they had to keep toning down the blood.
They had a test audience, and where they had like longer cuts of like that video basically, and then towards the end, where he has like that hallucination,
that video is ridiculous,
yeah, and it goes on longer, and
Hell is I think you're having sex with people at the same time that you're stabbing them.
Hell,
I think is what happens to
you.
Hell is bad CGI objects.
But one of the things I really
hell,
like
yes.
is blood in movies is fun, right? And you can't really make a giant spaceship that has this huge vat full of blood that explodes and blood goes everywhere and it makes sense unless you're in Hell. If you're in Hell, that makes sense. And then these people have wounds on them. That blood's got to be infected. It's Hell blood. There's no way they're not leaving with AIDS.
In Hell, your face is lacerated all to shit.
Even if they could escape the Event Horizon, even if they could get off, escape
this
Hell.
Is the best
they got
thing that's
AIDS.
Ever happened.
Like, and they're traumatized.
Yes,
Morpheus running all over the place. Acting his ass off.
Larry Fishburne. All right. I took my favorite line of Lawrence Fishburne's. There's the dialogue in this movie is not bad.
No,
I'm gonna say that. But there are some real stinkers. The biggest one is Lawrence Fishburne saying, "Don't you walk away from me, Mister." That's an actual line. He calls a guy.
What's wrong with that,
Mister? That's what a mom. That's what a 4-year-old mom says to their
4-year-old mom.
A 4-year-old mom. That's what a 4-year-old mom says to their 10-year-old.
Whoa.
Don't you walk away from me, Mister.
No,
also, his chair. His Lawrence Fishburne's chair is
the charts.
The ship looks rad. It's the best looking ship ever.
Lawrence Fishburne's little floaty chair it's attached to the ceiling like a bumper car. And it goes much slower than he can walk.
I love that there's a character named Baby Bear.
Yes, I was going to get to that. I was going to get to that because it reminds me of the stupidest line in the original Matrix is, and the little one over there, that's Mouse. That reminded me of this whole baby. There's a character named
Baby Bear. It's great.
No,
who gets his eyes sucked out of his face.
Oh, yeah. The eyeball stuff. And like, oh.
Everyone's
there's
eyeball.
A lot of eye evisceration.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Jurassic Park guy just getting all kinds of screwed up.
Sam Neill gets the shit into the
Jurassic
from
Park
start
guy.
To
what was his name in Jurassic Park?
Dr.
Grant. Dr.
Grant.
Grant.
Dr. Grant.
Yep.
Someone took, you know, that raptor claw he threatens the kid with at the beginning, the fat kid?
Yeah.
Like, that was used on his face and his eyes.
Fun fact, that is also the kid that played the Dream Child in the Nightmare on Elm Street
It
films.
Is. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Jacob Whitford.
Yeah. You know nothing. Hell is only a word. The reality is much, much worse.
That's Event Horizon is only a word. The reality is much, much worse.
What joke all you want. There's somewhat bad 90s CGI, but that's just because CGI is horrible in general.
James, you've been struggling.
I have. I'm trying to still be polite.
Go ahead. I don't mind.
All decorum has gone out the door at this point.
My favorite part of the film is, and I'm going to have to paraphrase because I can't remember exactly what's said, but right after they sit there and watch the weird orgy scene, first of all, it's like the two female characters like turn on the video and they watch, you know, it's like
on an iPad.
Weird Muppet. On a really bad iPad. iPad technology gets progressively worse in the future. And then afterwards, it just like they show that, and it shows guys speaking Latin, holding his eyes, looking really happy and crazy.
Liberate TX and fairies.
Yeah,
there we go. And then all of a sudden it cuts to Lawrence Fishburne, he's looking at it. We're getting the hell off this ship. I just love that.
We're gonna
blow
this motherfucker up.
afterward.
Yeah, I will say Lawrence Fishburne brought it.
Yeah, he did.
He wasn't
he
playing
was
around.
Intense.
But that was just, I don't know, the timing on that was gorgeous. It was wonderful. But
more than once he calls the Eddie Murphy clone like his funky brother or something. He's like, come on, come back to me, funky brother. He's like, what are you talking about?
Did he
about?
Call him a funky brother?
He called him funky something. Like, oh, it happened right. More than once, too.
I just, best line is, want something hot and black inside you?
Yeah.
Well, then how about some coffee?
Yeah.
After she says no, yeah. I remember that from when I was a kid. And, well, no, I was, I'm a little old. I think I was like 15 or 16 when that came out. Mm-hmm. And I thought, do people use that? Are black guys using that? Does that work?
Because of the funky space man.
Yeah. Anyway.
The Prodigy soundtrack is pretty rad.
Yeah, I know. It opens up with the Prodigy
I love it. Like, I like the techno with, like, the classical kind of thing thrown in or whatever it is. Like, harps or something.
Yeah, it's like they had a horror soundtrack and then they threw the Prodigy over the top of it and just sampled the two together.
Yeah,
it was like
shred.
The very beginning and very end, you're like, okay, this is 97. Like, you don't have to know it was made in 97 to know it was made right.
And that's why there's never going to be anything as good, because we can't ever get back to that. Like, if they would have used, like, claymation or robots instead of the CGI, no one would ever be able to dispute best movie ever. Like, we're all in agreement. Yeah. See, everyone agrees. Taste it.
Taste it.
Another.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Another scene that I really enjoyed was when Dr. Grant had his eyes missing, and then, you know, he does it, the whole Doc Brown moment. Like, what happened to your eyes? Like, well, we're going. We don't need eyes. And then, like, 10 minutes later, when he becomes, like, Cenobite Grant, he's got his eyes back.
Yeah, that's what I was
wondering. Whoa. What about no eyes? Now you totally got
now
eyes.
We have
this
eyes.
This is bullshit, which, as Phil would aptly put it, this is hell. I mean,
yeah.
It's just hell.
Hell has no rules. Hell has no rules and all of the rules.
Yeah.
That's what makes it hell. Here's a question. What, regardless of your feelings about Event Horizon, at this time in movie history, how the fuck did this not get a sequel? Even if it was direct-to-video, there
but I'm
should
glad
have
that
been.
It didn't, because...
It bombed box office-wise.
It did.
It just failed hard.
Critics thought it was all right. Like, it didn't get
horrible
reviews.
No, it got panned.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it got bad reviews.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have a plot.
Well, it's alien, but better.
This ship off the edge of Pluto. Oh, it's infected with hell.
But
that's exactly...
Yeah,
that's pretty bad. And, like, Grant is the closest thing to a dynamic character, but the whole time it's like... What's up with that guy? Oh, he's all about hell, huh?
Yeah.
That's
he
literally
just
it.
So wants to make love to that black hole, like the whole movie. He's just
yeah. I've got to get into my little spinny station. Which, by the way, there's a lot to be said about this movie in terms of set design.
It's really good.
The set design is out of control. Good.
Yeah.
Yes, I will say that much.
Like that meat grinder room where all that stuff's spinning the whole time, and there's just like. There's no need for it. I don't know what that's doing, but it looks really cool. And the black hole thing with all the Hellraiser looking stuff going around it or whatever, really cool looking.
So I think Sam Neill's inspiration was like, this set, this scenery is so good, I gotta chew it. I gotta chew it. And he just om-nom-nommed all over that movie.
So did Fishburne, though.
Yeah.
There's not a serious, like, thespian performance in that entire, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's that kind of movie.
In much like Pacific Rim, where those performances are just so over the top.
But it brought
Idris,
joy.
Idris Elba would have made a great addition to Event Horizon.
Oh, man, he would have been. And so he was in Prometheus.
Yep.
And his accent in Prometheus
is stupid.
Oh, my God,
we are
stupid.
We are banging on all cylinders right now.
I made notes on my phone here. Right. Another really great line, magnetic boots on. I don't know why I needed to announce it, but okay, they've got magnetic boots in case you couldn't have.
What if he
together.
Was wearing them and he was just telling somebody, I have my magnetic boots on, and then they turned on?
I also like that when Baby Bear talks about the dark from the other place, it's always called the other place. Like, they don't say hell because they don't know what it is, but it's just, they just harp on that. Oh, the other place. What happened to the other place? The other place. They use that a lot. That's pretty good.
True.
The other place.
Yeah,
that's good dialogue.
I like that.
I think a Minnesota comes in. A Minnesota mom comes in and says "H E double hockey stick" at one point.
No,
they just
stop
really
it.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop.
And I just have to point out, I like that in this other dimension that may or may not be hell, they are clearly speaking Latin, which is, you know, a dimension other than Earth. Which
well, no,
I
it was the,
was
it was the
fun.
Captain of the ship was speaking Latin, but it showed a video of him. Talking in Latin before
gotcha.
It
right.
happened. He's a Latin guy, apparently. He just likes talking on camera in Latin for the log. So no
thank,
one understands.
With
thank you,
arms.
Philip, for clearing that for me. I appreciate that.
So here's what we need to get out of the way. Cameron, you just watched it again.
I watched it this morning.
Now, James, you've seen it before.
What, Event Horizon?
Yeah.
I half watched it, like, two or three days ago.
For the first time?
No. I saw
but
it.
You've
like
seen
a,
it.
Yeah, oh yeah, a long time
ago. Did you
yes,
like
yes.
it then?
It just, I don't know. I felt like it was building, towards something and just never kind of took off.
Okay. Now, having revisited it, do you feel the same way?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, like, the best part of the movie is the really bad hell orgy scene followed by Lawrence Fishburne. I mean, that if
get
I just saw that,
here.
That's the whole movie.
Get the hell off this ship.
Now, Cameron, you just revisited it.
Yeah, I watched it, like, 2 years ago. It's one of those movies that, like, in high school, people would be like, oh, Event Horizon. And I just knew there was something with eyes.
Right.
And people being freaked out by it.
Right.
And I just never got around to watching it. Finally, I was like, you know what? I like Alien. I like the idea of horrific things happening in space. It's time to watch Event Horizon. So I did. I was disappointed.
Okay.
There are a lot of things I didn't like about it. Sam Neill being chief among them. But, like, I watching it again, it was like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was. It's goofy, but it does have a lot of things going for it.
Now...
That film is like Hollywood 90s incarnate. I mean,
oh,
basically,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's like, hey, Sam Neill.
But that's what I meant.
He's been
about
in a lot of successful movies. Let's put him in this.
That's what
Lawrence
I meant about
Fishburne.
A sequel.
He did Boys in the Hood. Disney will put him in this.
Yeah,
I
that's
meant, you
it's,
know,
it's
like,
exactly what Philip was saying. Is this is so deeply entrenched in not just the 90s, but that year.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
couldn't have been made any other year, and it'd be the same movie.
Lost
you know?
In Space came out the same year, right? And that had a prodigy soundtrack.
Did that come out the same year?
I'm pretty positive.
Oh,
it was
wow.
97.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Positive. And by the way, Blart, that's like the height of like CGI technology. No one can ever get as good as Blart from Lost in Space. A little monkey running around looking like a bad cartoon or video game character. Oh, 98, my bad. Lost in Space was 98.
Pretty close.
Still close enough
yeah.
to be, you know,
yeah.
to have that. They were
yeah.
probably in production at the same time.
Yeah.
But I will say that you and I
yeah.
love Event Horizon.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's just
I will always love Event Horizon.
It's good. Like
it's
just good.
It's amazingly campy.
Part of my theory was that just like Newsies and Chronicles of Narnia, having not seen this as a kid, I was never going to get it. If I had seen it when I was 15, I think I would have really loved it.
I saw it as a kid and didn't like it that much. And okay. I revisited it as a grown-up and loved it. Loved it. I wish there was other movies like it, and there aren't.
No.
Other than, like, Aliens kind of close, but there's no hell.
Do you know, I read a wiki on Event Horizon just to see if, you know, I get some. It was pitched as The Shining in Space by the guy who wrote it.
Okay.
And, I can kind of see that. Yeah.
Originally, there was going to be, there was really going to be an alien on it. It was going to be some kind of a squid alien creature. But it was Paul Anderson who was like, no.
It's hell.
Let's make it like a possession or, you know, like a ghost story in space. So you can thank Paul Anderson for eschewing the alien monster.
Well, good. I am glad.
Because it would have been CG.
Yeah. Not for me. That, no. No, it would have been that CG. Yeah.
It would have been Blarp. They moved it to Lost in Space.
So, Bill, do you have any last thoughts on Event Horizon?
If you haven't watched it, go watch it 12 times in a row and tell me you're not loving that day wasted.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with our round table.
I can't leave. She won't let you.